Nexus Pest Solutions. Got bugs? You know what to do. Call 414-355-3732.
Will White here with Nexus Pest Solutions, bringing you another edition of Questions We're Asked When We're Out in the Field. And today's question is, why am I experiencing a small fly problem in my home? Very good question. And we're going to try to get down to the bottom of it. Now, in the pest control world, there are several different species of small flies. Just to name a few, the fruit fly, the dark eye fruit fly, the drain fly, the fungus gnat, etc., etc., etc. But the two we're most commonly deal with in a home is the fruit fly and the dark eye fruit fly. Now, very similar, but distinctly different. You know, the fruit fly, if you look at one, they're small, but they're big enough to see these characteristics. They're going to have red or pink eyes, and their body is going to be tan. They're going to have a tan body. The dark eye fruit fly is going to have dark eyes. It's going to be a little bit huskier than the fruit fly and a black body. Now, these two flies, these small flies, they can breed in the home. And you will find you can find them in different areas of the home because they have different needs in order to keep their life cycle going. The fruit fly, as the name is, one of the big things we have in our home, grapes, bananas, apples, fruit. They like to lay their eggs on it. These flies do not live very long, but the female fly in our lifetime, in our lifespan, can lay at least 500 eggs on that fruit. So it's very imperative that we break that cycle, you know, right away. Now, the dark eye fruit fly, they tend to breed in different areas of the home. So if you have a leak, if you have a tile floor with a bad grout job where the grout is cracked and water is getting up underneath that floor, if you have a drip pan on the back of your refrigerator that's not working anymore, or a wet mop, that's where the dark eye fruit fly will breed. Now, same thing. Lay a lot of eggs. The female lays a lot of eggs in her short lifespan, so the cycle continues. You know, a lot of times when we're speaking to folks, you know, they've had the problem that's been going ongoing for 2 or 3 months. They just can't figure out where it is. Well, the key to getting rid of this problem, is you got to search out the source. So keep in mind, if it's a fruit fly, we have to look for fruit. Soda cans, you know, empty soda cans. So if you're recycling cans, or if you have wine, or if you have a lid on, let's say, a pickle jar that's not closed properly, that can be enough for the fruit fly, for fruit flies to breed in. And then if we're dealing with the dark eye fruit flies, like we said, you know, we're looking probably more lower for the fruit. So even with that dark eye fruit fly, if we have a potato that is rolled up underneath a cabinet or up underneath the potato bin and it's sitting there rotting and decaying, that's going to be a prime source for dark eye fruit fly. So inspection, inspection, inspection. Now, if you've tried this and it hasn't worked for you, you know, you can always give our office a call. Either myself, Will White, or one of our technicians will be more than happy to set your home up for an inspection and set your home up for an appointment and give you our 58-point pest analysis inspection. Listen, if you're reading this or watching it, I just want to tell you thank you. And if you have a question, give our office a call and maybe you could be on the next edition of Questions We're Asked When We're Out in the Field. Thank you for stopping by.